from the BBC to its viewers. We apologize to any viewers offended during the live coverage of the football this evening. We are investigating how this happened. Of course, when they say the football, they mean the soccer, as we'd call it. Here on WSGW with your morning team of Charlie and Denise and Pat, it is 6:22. So what was the offense? This incident took place during a coverage of a match between the Wolves and Liverpool. The host, Gary Lineker, was previewing the match along with a couple of analysts when a noise broke out in the background. It was a very distinct noise. It was a loud moaning noise. And, well, the host, realizing that it was starting to sound inappropriate, immediately did what a good host does. He took the broadcast out of the studio and said, let's go outside of the studio and get a live scene match, update on the match now. Further investigation showed that apparently somebody had hidden a mobile phone in the studio, taped to the back of the set. In fact, here is the picture that the host, Gary Lineker, I'm talking about, found the phone. There it is. And somebody had programmed it with some adult audio, shall we say. In fact, Gary Lineker took it in good nature. During the first half of the match, Liverpool scored a goal. And so when he did some halftime analysis, he said this: Harry Elliott's goal was a screamer. Which was not the only one we've had tonight in studio.
Oh, my gosh.
A YouTube prankster, I guess he's known throughout England, named Daniel Jarvis, has already taken responsibility for it.
All right. Oh, my gosh.
Now, this is a guy, it says here, though. Here's an interesting part of this guy's story. Apparently, last October, he actually went on to, as they say, the pitch, you know, the field, during a match and intervened. You know how we have people that run out into fields and things like that?
Right.
He was given an 8-week prison sentence, suspended for 2 years. He's been banned from attending any venue where a sporting fixture is being held in England and Wales for 2 years, and he can't travel abroad for 12 months. So this guy decided that, well, if I can't be at the sports arena, I'm still going to find a way to be part of the...
Oh, my gosh. I'm going to participate one way or the other.
Exactly right.
Oh, my gosh.
Inappropriate noise that the BBC had to apologize for. the host, again, we're talking about this Gary guy, says, as sabotage goes, it was quite amusing. So he took it in good nature.
All right.
Yeah,
all
okay.
Right.
So what are you going to do?
Sabotage.
Sabotaging their play-by-play.
Yeah. Although, as far as soccer coverage goes, it might have been the best part of the coverage.
Oh, my gosh.
I was going to say that, too. But yeah, all right.
I knew that. That's what we were all thinking. 6:25 on WSGW. No disrespect to our soccer fans in the audience, of course.